大家好，欢迎大家收睇绿豆频道的周日讲边科电影篇，我是主持人嘉良。香港的鬼片从来都是香港商业电影的一个主流的类型来的。但是近年呢，我们都好像很久、未看过一部话题之作。但是最近呢，有一部电影叫《七月返归》，就成为了大家一个话题，因为它当中有很多我们香港共同的一些回忆和一些共同的感觉。今天很开心，我们邀请到《七月返归》的导演 Late 谢嘉琪导演跟我们聊天。嘉琪你好，阿李你好，
大家好，大家好，我是谢嘉琪，阿李《七月返归》的编剧导演，嘉良你好，
阿李你好啦，吓，遇到好多拗教嘢。
你对眼系咪可以见到嗰啲嘢噶？
唔见唔到你，眼见唔到，佢哋就会埋嚟噶啦。
你好啊，好多谢你抽时间同我哋倾下偈。你部作品就嚟紧会喺英国嘅 Halloween 嘅档期上映啦，我哋都好开心，亦都好期待，好多观众都好期待去睇啦。因为个感觉就系我好似好耐都未睇过鬼片啊，真系惊吓恐怖嘅鬼片啦。可唔可以讲少少咧？即系、以我所知，你嘅过往就系、是、即系一部恐怖小说作家啦。啊！突然之間，呢一部就係你第一部嘅作品，可唔可以講講呢個轉變同埋心路歷程咧？
哦，好啊。係啊，其實我一路都有寫開恐怖小説嘅。咁其實我寫恐怖小説，其實最初衷咧，其實我都係始至想成為一個恐怖片導演嘅，即係好係啊。咁其實喺冇得拍之前咧，咁唯有能夠做嘅就係練習咯，即係喺紙上邊練習咯。咁我就不斷去寫嗰啲恐怖故事，其實就係、是希望啦。但願有一日自己拍到自己嘅電影嘅時候咧，嗰啲就可以喺紙上邊係試咗一次先咁。咁其實我喺寫嘅過程咧，我寫到譬如我寫一紮一堆之後咧，我又會自己出去拍咗去嘅，即係攞短片咧五分鐘去講一講呢、這個故事咁。咁即係其實一路都好想就係練習，就係寫完之後就自己攞去做拍短片，擺 YouTube 咁樣不斷喺度試咯。咁之後就參加咗 MM2 嘅一個之前2017年嘅新晉導演比賽。咁我又係加 submit 咗一條恐怖片啦，咁佢哋就喺個比賽度好慶幸咧，我就同另外兩位師兄啦一齊贏咗個比賽，咁就係《逐水漂流》啦，同埋《摘露微塵》，跟住而家到《七月返歸》，我哋三位導演都係第一個首部劇情，咁係 MM2 一路由劇本開發到而家拍攝咗完成啦，咁一路就行出嚟。
哇！你個故仔咧，即係呢個係好鼓勵同埋一個好勵志嘅故事啊！本身已經即係由你本身好想做電影導演，跟住咧就透過好多練習，透過寫小説，透過拍短片，跟住就真係所謂嘅夢想成真。可唔可以講下你用咗幾多時間去鋪排去練習？例如你拍寫咗幾多個故仔啦，跟住拍咗幾多個短片啦，跟住最後真係攞到個電影拍長片電影嘅機會。
其實最初咧，我中意寫小説咧，就好想即係能夠你知寫作就好想能夠有一本實體嘅小説出現咁啦。咁我當時我係走去嗰啲書局咧，然之後揭到啲書嘅最尾一頁咧，就抄低曬嗰啲出版社嘅地址。然之後我嗰陣時我用原稿紙寫，跟住我就寄咗好多原稿紙去唔同嘅各大出版社。咁但係都冇回應嘅，得不到回應嘅。跟住但係就網絡嘅小説開始盛行啦，即係高登啊、討論區、香港討論區啊，咁嗰啲啊開始有網絡小説嘅出現啦，亦都興起一個咁嘅潮流咯，可以話。咁嗰陣時我就既然係咁，我就將我譬如我之前交嗰啲，咁我一直都有抌上去網絡啦。咁就係嗰陣時開始咗儲咗一班讀者啦。即係追睇我啲股嘅， 咁就慢慢就儲咗之後，就有出版社接觸我，跟住然之後就話：喂，不如出實體書啦。咁其實到今次我去拍長片嘅時候，或者我寫長片劇本嘅時候咧，嗰陣時喺討論區寫作咧，我覺得好幫到手嘅，因為咧每一場其實即係劇本裏邊每一場都唔可以即係話多餘啊嘛，即係其實每一個所謂環環相扣，每一場其實都係要吸引，要有佢嘅功用。而呢一樣嘢就係好喺譬如高登嗰陣時咧，好學習到，因為我每一日都有出 post 嘅，每一日都會有連載嘅。咁但係咧個事實就好快話俾你知啊，你啲嘢唔吸引咧就冇人追嘅，但係你啲嘢一夠吸引咧，就好多人會推 post， 好推 post。咁所以每一日你寫到咁上下，你就知道今日你點都要有一啲嘢係 attractive 嘅，你點都要有一啲嘢係有嘢咯，有戲劇張力嘅，咁先可以留到一班觀眾。咁啊，原來呢樣嘢就係我喺寫劇本嘅時候，我覺得好有用嘅，係即係嗰一種就係、是、我要戲劇節奏，戲劇節奏，戲劇節奏。
呢條村之前都有啲奇怪嘅 case。
知唔知我阿妈冇咗条命啊？
佢哋话兰姨系烧炭自杀，件事冇可疑，唔会开爆。
我又生咗你呢个期待。
有时要安安分分，唔好打搅人啦。
所以翻过好多观众睇完就系咧，佢本身以为系一套典型嘅恐怖片，但系你慢慢睇落之后，好多观众俾我哋影后嘅观影之后咧，佢哋就发觉，喂唔系，好似我情绪好复杂。我又好像不是齋被你嚇，但我又看到有一些很複雜的情緒，例如有些人說很觸動，有些人說會哭，有些人會感受到一種很壓抑 的氣氛樣、嗯、它本身的架構是一個恐怖片，但其實裡面其實是都有一些我自己對於現在的、世界的看法的世界觀都 是放進去，因為我就是不想只是做一些齋嚇觀眾一跳的電影。其實齋做一些 jump scare 或者齋做一些嚇你的話呢，其實相對簡單，所以內容就變得很重要、嗯、即其實一定要有內容去承載。而其實過往我們看過的很多經典啦，譬如《山海經》啊，《聊齋志異》啊，嗯、其實佢裏邊都係講緊一啲好普世價值觀嚟噶嘛。嗯、但係佢係用咗一啲奇幻啊、恐怖啊，或者一啲怪物嘅形態啊，去包裝。但係其實佢裏邊就係講緊一啲普世價值嘅。而呢種普世價值就係我覺得好有教育意義
嘅。好認同啊！即係恐怖片有一個好特色之處咧，就係佢真係有啲嘢係令你記得。如果係啦，而個作者而好想透過依、這個手法去再另一啲將一啲信息傳遞咧，咁係一個好有效嘅一個方法咯。咁、
嗯、
七月翻歸係即係我都開頭咧，即係睇個標題啊，或者理解啦。未知道任何事情的時候都會覺得、啊、會不會是一部又是典型，即是剛才你說的就是 jump scary 或者嚇你的電影，跟住一看發現是超多元素，還有即由個人層面家庭去到一個村，再大一點就是個社會，即整個、是很多元素去承載住在這個電影裡面。我想問一下這個、作品、的緣起是怎樣，為什麼會、哦、最後、哦、如果有一個機會拍寫一個電影劇本啦，咁你就而家用咗一個七月翻歸依個故事，你個緣起係點解咧？
其實個緣起係打從我一開頭寫即係恐怖小説嘅時候咧，其實我訪問咗好多有陰陽眼嘅朋友，咁、哦、我訪問佢哋嘅時候，
你有冇嘅？你有冇嘅？
我冇，我冇。
O K， 係
啊，咁但係但我身邊好多，我亦都曾經同一個男仔嘅朋友，佢係我 roommate 嚟嘅嗰陣時，以前嘅 roommate 咧，佢係有陰陽眼，咁所以我都從佢身上聽過好多。咁但係咧，我問佢哋，我資料搜集嘅時候咧，就問佢哋話：喂，咁你見到嗰啲恐怖嘢嘅時候，你會點樣處理啊？咁樣，佢哋九成人都答咗一個相同嘅答案，我覺得好得意嘅就係、是。他哋話梗係扮見唔到啦，你唔特登搞佢，佢哋都唔會特登嚟搞你。咁呢樣嘢好觸動我，當時好觸動我就係話， 啊，原來有一個咁樣嘅取代去面對佢哋嘅恐懼。咁其實縱使我唔係一個有陰陽眼嘅人，其實我而家面對住社會，我企喺社會裏邊，有時我見到一啲好唔公平、唔公義嘅事件，其實某程度上我哋都好容易會將呢啲事視而不見，扮睇唔到，盡量同問題拉一個安穩少少嘅距離咁樣嘅。咁但係代唔代表呢件事係冇發生過咧？咁我就係、是、啊呢、這個，我就覺得呢樣嘢好觸動我，就所以喺出嚟翻歸嗰度就想探討一下。
嗯，係啊，即係如果我哋唔劇透啦，但係即係好想大家有機會睇完之後咧，都即係我估真係心神領會嘅。我估觀眾即係特別香港人，即係唔係淨係話嗰個氣氛或者屋邨，而係當中嘅信息，即係我估係大家都會有好多體會喺裏邊啊。所以啊，即係好多謝啊 Late 可以拍咗一部《七月翻歸》去俾大家睇。
多謝。
唔好行開，以下係綠咗仔廣告時間。綠豆讓彼此看見的閱歷印有香港、英國、台灣、澳洲、加拿大和美國六個地方的假期，
身處不同地域的人都適用，夠曬實用，
即刻去這裡買啦。
大家好，欢迎大家继续收睇周日讲边科电影篇的第二 part。 咁我哋会开心可以继续同七月翻归导演阿 Late 继续倾偈。喂 ，Late， 啱你讲到咧，就系、是、你系恐怖电影片嘅迷，系啦，即系我估你都应该有好多，即系无论港产片啊，或者即系欧美嘅恐怖电影啊、鬼片啊，你都好中意啦。或者甚至乎你出翻骨有冇啲做过呢啲参考咧？你分享一下你。哪些是你最喜歡的、最深刻的，也都講一下《七月翻歸》有沒有一些電影是咦有些拍其實可能去某些電影致敬的。
嗯，是啊，其實就由六十年代開始的恐怖片呢，其實我都一直有煲的。咁而我真的最喜歡是六七十年代呢那種邪教式的電影的，即例如波蘭斯基的 Rosemary Baby 啊、怪房客啊、有套叫 The Wicker Man 啊，咁佢無論係嗰個氣氛，因為佢個氣氛咧其實好 slow burn 嘅，咁我啊好中意呢一種類型嘅恐怖嘅。咁當然到之後好多大師嘅作品啦，《Shining》啊，咁嗰啲都係中意啦。咁其實當呢啲之後咧，其實之後就到九十年代嘅 J. Horror， 即係鬼水空靈啊、貞子啊、咒怨啊嗰啲啦。咁一路啦 ，keep 住我都係 study 落去啦。咁究竟佢哋做緊咩咧？點解有一啲咁嘅效果出現咧？咁九十年代 Horror 之後又有 jump scare 勁啲嘅，官能勁啲嘅，譬如泰國嗰啲啦。咁我又有睇泰國嗰啲啦。咁當然就不能不提就係香港啦。香港嘅其實好多。都很經典、很勁的港產恐怖片嘅，例如《猛鬼佛跳牆》，唔知道你有冇聽過？
哇！
好舊嘅，
我係冇睇過，不過聽過。
猛鬼佛跳牆係啊，《猛鬼佛跳牆》啊，《見鬼》啊，《異度空間》啊，《熱血青年》啊，咁呢啲都係我細個成日都會睇嘅，而係。永恆地已經成為了我的童年陰影嘅，即係到二千後，我哋其實已經恐怖片有一個小，其實都有一啲好唔同嘅新轉向出現，即係譬如而家 nowadays 好多 bomb house 啊、A24啊，佢哋嘅恐怖片咧，其實佢裏邊已經係真係唔係純恐怖啦，而佢係有一啲導演信息咧，佢係想表達嘅，即係譬如 get out 啊。或者之前有一套是 It Follows 啊，咁我覺得都玩得好好。It Follows 其實佢係講年青人性濫交咁樣嘅，跟住而講到譬如純氛圍嘅純恐怖，好恐怖而大家都覺得高質嘅。原來我哋屈指一算已經係講緊十年前嘅殭屍啦，即係殭屍已經離我哋十年啦。原來咁，所以我就覺得哇，我哋真係其實失去咗呢個類型好耐，而呢個類型本身係我哋。在港式在香港港產片嚟講，一個很重要的一個類型嚟噶嘛，而佢再可以變奏做一些驚喜劇啊，譬如《回魂夜》啊，例如殭屍先生啊，咁佢又有驚又有笑噶嘛，而呢啲都是我哋嗰陣時係好影響到其他亞洲地方噶嘛，咁但係 你發現就係啊，呢十年啊，都可能投資者都唔係好敢投資啦，亦都冇乜人開始寫呢類型啦。咁所以就一有呢個機會，我就好想做呢個咁嘅作品。
係絕對認同，同埋覺得即係去有翻呢個嘗試好重要。即係我啱阿 Lich 講到，即係香港嘅鬼片啊，或者啊依個類型嘅片，其實確實喺嗰個年代，我覺得都係深深影響緊唔同亞洲啊，或者甚至乎即係其他地方嘅一啲所謂恐怖電影嘅諗法。因為嗰陣時嘅香港電影咧，確實係好癲嘅，啱講喎，即係好敢玩，好敢試，係啦，唔需要即係所謂絕對邏輯，但係咧就。透過你電影語言，透過你個氛圍，透過個故仔，就有好多嘗試喺裏邊咯。咁我覺得依個係我覺得即係其中一個香港電影即係好需要保留嘅嘢啦。喺創作出嚟翻歸拍製嘅過程裏邊，有冇一啲好深刻嘅即係片段咧？無論同可能演員嘅互動啦，嗱今次就。是 AK 第一部即是叫做擔正的長片，跟住你另一位的主演就是白靈姐，一位資深的前輩，即是很不同，即是有不同的演員在裡面，有沒有一些深刻的片段？
白靈姐毋庸置疑啦，我覺得即是她其實仍然都是，我覺得是如果不找她呢，其實都不知道找誰去飾演衛蘭這個角色，因為其實寫衛蘭的時候，我們都知道她那種愛與恨的轉換呢其實是很激烈的嘛，所以要拿捏得那麼精準，而在又不是說我們很多場口裡面交代他的背景之下，白靈姐真的是我們的不二之選，我們很榮幸可以請到他過來為我們拍出翻歸啦。AK 就是他又是一個新人啦，我又是一個新導演啦，而這個的合作呢，我們反而覺得是很舒服的，因為有了一種我稱它為戰友的關係。
我就是 AK 了，也都是七月翻歸的響響，我們現在來到這個愛民村的七樓，但其實這裡是一個工廈的其中一層，我們將整層改建了這個愛民村的內景。大家看看這班街坊在這裡吃飯、
我哋會傾咯，即係我哋會，因為其實點解我揾佢咧？其實係好初期我哋 casting 嘅，我哋 casting cast 佢翻嚟嘅。咁其實喺 casting 裏邊咧，已經俾我見到佢，喂，其實唔同佢平時我哋男團見到嘅一個陽光啊，好多嘢講啊嘅年青人，嗰、那個只不過係其中一個喺男團嘅面向。原來佢有更多嘅面向，我哋係可以覺得睇到而係好睇嘅。咁所以佢係。在個 casting 裏面最令我有感覺的就是他有一種不確定性，即我不是很撇得到，譬如有時你會很大概知道你找一個演員回來他會做到的東西 fit 落這個人物上面，他會有一種怎樣的效果，或者你會大概知道他怎樣演樣嘛。但是AK 一開頭呢就是他 fit 落向榮那裡呢，就是我和監製都覺得有一種可塑性出現的，即是他可能會帶到更多他的 input 下去，那這個也是我們很希望看到，而他在做驚的樣子我們都覺得是好看的，因為如果男仔做驚樣子其實挺難的，他一做得歪一點點，男仔一做得歪一點點你就會覺得他變成內弱的，又或者你說服不到觀眾，喂，做乜鬼咁驚啊，那他是拿捏得，是啊，拿捏得很好的，即是我們大家都是新，我們想試新的東西，他又很想甩了，即是剛才所謂的那種很陽光啊，被定型為那些愛情小品電影那些陽光
男孩啊，
是啦，是啦，是啦，所以一開始我跟他講，已經跟他話：喂，你不要指意我拍得你靚仔喎，唔會話錯嘅喎。跟住佢話：喂，正啊，正啊，直頭係。
嚟緊你部作品就將會喺唔單止香港上啦，即係嚟緊會喺英國啦。你有冇一啲信息或者説話想同海外嘅香港觀眾去講嘅咧？透過呢個作品。
希望首先最緊要就係希望在英國的朋友仔啦，其實英國的朋友仔我想很多都掛住香港的，所以出去翻歸是會給到你這種你懷念的香港味給你的，還有最重要就是 俾世界各地更多嘅人知道啦。其實香港都仲有恐怖類型、恐怖片類型嘅電影喺度嘅，我哋一路都努力緊嘅，努力緊繼續 develop 好啲喺呢個類型上邊試更多嘅可能性嘅。咁所以無論喺英國嘅本地人啦，或者係英國嘅香港朋友仔咧，希望你哋都中意《七月返歸》，又或者喺《七月返歸》裏邊，帶到啊，揾到屬於自己嘅感覺。
十分之好啊！我都好期待，即系英國嘅本地觀眾去睇完七月返歸之後咧，有啲咩感受？如果有機會，我哋都收集一啲俾你知道，睇下佢哋有咩 feedback。好，多謝你，
多謝嘉良，多謝英國嘅朋友仔。
好，拜拜，
拜拜。
唔好行開，以下係綠友仔廣告時間。喂喂 ，Benny Store 開張啦！由尊子、黄昭达、阿桃、黎达特荣、Stella Show、VA 王 Sir 等十几位香港漫画家和传媒人设计的绿豆纪念品有得卖啦！他们以让彼此看见的主题、凭画记忆，众印制成2024月历心意卡和明信片，以实物联系各地香港人。快点去 Benny Store 拣啦！
好，欢迎大家继续收看我们这一集的节目。我们很开心，今集呢我们有一 part 我们是邀请到爱丁堡的一位专门教电影和研究香港电影的教授 Dr. Francis 来跟我们分享一下在英国本地的 Halloween 戏院或者电影院的一些文化。Hello, Francis.How are you today?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me to speak about this.
I know that you told me that you every year you spend some time with friends to go to maybe London and then to watch some Halloween film. Is it what is this habit and would you share a little bit more about it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so I'm quite a big fan of horror films and horror movies, so I watch them all year round and.Quite a few of my friends are big horror film fans as well. So if a new film comes out in a franchise that we really like, we will sometimes travel to see each other to see the film together. So what you're talking about there actually was last year, the new Halloween film, it was called Halloween Ends. So yeah. That long Halloween franchise since 1978. I became really good friends with somebody when I was on my undergraduate degree actually over this franchise. He really liked it and he showed it to me and we went to see the films at the cinema, but we live quite far away. So he lives in Germany and I live in Scotland. So quite far. So actually what we decided to do last year when the film came out, we actually met in London, sort of halfway between the two of us. Oh, we actually saw a film called Smile, which was another horror
film. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we did like a double bill of horror. So we do that actually most, whenever a new Halloween film comes out, either I go to Germany or he comes to Scotland or we meet in London to see it together, yeah.
For the cinema, during the Halloween period of time, and any special or any trends is changing from in the UK, any observation you can share about it?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. I think there are a few trends that are changing. So something that your viewers may know or may not know is that in the UK, there's kind of two film cultures. There's a kind of mainstream film culture, which is in sort of commercial multiplex cinemas, and they show new films, you know, mostly Hollywood or English language films. And then on the other side, there is the independent or kind of art house, what we call art house kind of,more artistic films, and they're often foreign language or old or documentaries. And in those venues, in the art house independent venues, they quite often will program a season of horror films around October or around Halloween. So I used to work at a place, a cinema called Home in Manchester, as you know, Carling, and that it still does. I think it has a series called Film Fear. That is a collaboration with Film 4, which is a television channel, so hence the name. And every year they show quite a lot, I think maybe like 10 horror films from all over the world. And quite a lot of cinemas are doing that now. So there's quite a healthy independent cinema scene in the UK. And if you look at your local independent cinema, they'll probably have a season of films that they have curated. And it might just be two of the employees that love horror that are allowed to screen three or four films or something. So that's definitely a trend. And I think that's existed for a long time, but it seems very popular at the moment. Another one that I was thinking of is things like cult cinema or all night screenings. So here in Edinburgh, last night, actually, I didn't go, but last night the Cameo, which is a cinema here, did a marathon of, I think, seven films. It started at 11 p.m. last night, finished at 9 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was intense.
Yeah, I know. And it was showing films like Candyman, which so lots of American horror films, Hellraiser. And the last film was a surprise film, which is, I mean, it starts at 7 in the morning. So like, yeah, I don't know. That sounds quite intense to me. So that's definitely a thing. And then the other one that I was thinking of was like those multiplexes, those commercial cinemas actually have started showing old horror films like The Shining or some of those American horror films from the 70s and 80s. You see quite a lot at the main cinemas as well.
Yeah, I can see The Shining is still keep rerunning and rerunning again and again. So for the local audience, is it that the classic horror or thriller film for them is still very popular and they quite keen to go to cinema at that period of time during the Halloween, right? But other than out of the period of Halloween, they still very keen to watch horror film, ghost film, or thriller film. Is it what was that? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, I think so. It's definitely Halloween. There is a concentration of those films. So I always notice from September to November, there's a lot more horror films showing at the cinema. So when you go to the cinema in August, a lot of the trailers are horror films that will come out in September or October. Yeah. But they do come out for the rest of the year, definitely. And I think, like I was saying before, I was thinking about this, that horror, I think, is one of the few genres that is sort of surviving against the franchise film. So I have a Fast and Furious poster there. Fast and Furious, you know, Marvel, Star Wars, Mission Impossible, they're kind of, every film that comes out now is number 7 or number 8 or number 9 or number 10. And there's not that many new films, as in, you know, when I say new, I mean an original scripts or with not characters from something else. But I think horror is the one genre that is surviving compared to comedy, thrillers, everything. There's always horror films. So even in January and February, you get horror films. Like Megan was a really big film earlier this year, and that came out in January, I think, and that was a horror.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think Halloween, the kind of celebration and the festival element, I think brings people want to go and celebrate, so they want to go to the cinema because films are such a big part of, horror films are such a big part of kind of scary culture.
And any suggestion for you, if we would like to let the local audience know more about the Hong Kong horror or ghost film in the UK, do you think, will you suggest some titles for us to see? Maybe the UK audience, local people, would like to watch it or curious to watch it.
Yeah, totally. I think there's loads. You know, Hong Kong has such a good horror history in horror cinema. I think there's loads that could do really well. So I think in the early 2000s, there was a few films that actually were released on home media, on DVD in the UK. Yeah. And that was films like The Eye Dumplings, the Fruit Chan film. With Miriam Yang eating.
Kien Gui is The Eye, Pang Si Heng Dai 导演的。Dumplings 就是餃子，是的，就是陳果導演的。Yeah.
And then I think some of the older films would be really popular with like that cult audience. So I think those early 1990s, you know, category 3 films like The Untold Story, I think.
Yeah. 八仙飯店之人肉叉燒包。 yeah, Yao like Herman, directed by Herman Yao. And yes. then starring is Anthony Wong, Wong Chao Sang. Yeah. It's very classic, this one. I like it.
Yeah. And Herman Yao, you know, he's made 4 films this year, so maybe he can take a rest and we can show some of his like older films.
Yeah.
For a while. And then actually I was thinking some of the old Shaw Brothers films, you know. I mentioned, I've thought of one called The Oily Maniac. I think because people really like those, you know, the old martial arts and kung fu films in this country. So I think there's Shaw Brothers horror films, I think, could be a potential type of horror film from Hong Kong that hasn't actually been released here before.
I think you talk about Spooky Encounters, Guai Da Guai. Yeah, is by Samuel Hong Gumball. Yeah, directed. Yeah,
I think that film would do quite well because it's quite funny. It's quite scary. And Samuel Hong is quite well known in the UK. For fans of the 1980s Hong Kong cinema will know who he is. And actually I showed Mr. Vampire, Geung Sinsang to students last year, and they loved it. They really liked Mr. Vampire. So I think that kind of 1980s Sammo Hung vampire horror ghost, I think could be quite good. And in like independent cinemas, I think their audiences would really like that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Frenzer, for your time and sharing. It's really, really fruitful for us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
绿豆仔提提你，想收到绿豆的最新资讯，记得 like 和订阅我们的频道，同埋分享我们的影片。